everybody doing? First, just like to thank the Eagles organization. Thank Mr. Lurie, Howie Roseman, Doug Peterson, and Don Smolinski for this opportunity that they give me to play in this great franchise in Philadelphia. You know, I played here a couple years back, noticed the fans, and I've seen the legacy that guys have left here, and it's just truly a blessing to me to be a part of this now and get things going in a few weeks. And I'm just looking forward to this opportunity. Also, I'd like to thank my family, friends, parents in general for helping me get to this point that I am in my career today. The Rams organization as well for the time that they've given me to play in this league the past 4 years. And just looking forward to this next opportunity with Philadelphia. So open to any questions.
In talking to the Eagles, what kind of understanding did you get of how they envisioned meeting you at safety?
I know I'm going to be playing with Malcolm Jenkins, who's a great safety in this league, pro bowler, which was one of the reasons why I chose here to play beside a guy of that caliber. That's proven himself that I can learn from, which I haven't been able to do, in the past. But they haven't really been specific. You know, we're kind of interchangeable. However, Jim Schwartz wants to use us, I'm open for it. Don't know if I'll be playing down or middle of the field more. Just got to wait until we get out on the field and see.
How good of a duo do you think you can form with Malcolm at the two safety spots?
I think we could be the best in the league, honestly. The ability that he has with my range and things like that, and ability to just make plays, I think that's our strong suit. Both kind of former corners. I think we're going to help each other out a lot. And like I said, I'm going to learn a lot from him just from obviously him being a veteran in this game. I can learn a lot. So I think we have a chance to be one of the best in the league.
What about Jim Schwartz specifically led you and so many of his other players to come here this soon, do you think?
I think just the mentality that he has. I never played for him, obviously. Heard a lot about him, talked to him these past few days, and just seems like a great man. And I know he kind of has, he's worked with some of the coaches that I worked with in the past, Greg Williams and Jeff Fisher. So I know he comes from a great background, and I can tell what type of man he is in character, and a guy that wants to win. So that's all I can ask for, and a guy that I feel like guys want to play for and brings the most out of his players. Just talking to other guys, Ron Brooks, past couple of days, just getting a little insight from him. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
What is it about your game that you think will match what you understand about his system?
It's my physicality, able to, just be fearless out there, honestly. Even though my size, a lot of people wouldn't say I'm that big, but just go out there and be fearless, man, and try to make plays on the ball and get the ball back for our offense. We got Sam Bradford, a few guys over there that can make plays, and that's my focus.
4 years, how did you go from being an undrafted player to one of the highest paid safeties in the league?
It's just hard work, honestly. Great coaching, taking coaching every single day and just applying it to the field each and every year, snap. That's kind of what I've been doing it since high school. I feel like just being a hardworking guy, honestly, and taking coaching well and just applying it to my game in any way that I can. So I got to, give credit to a lot of coaches that helped me along the way to get me to where I am today.
Where do you think this fearlessness comes from?
I don't know. Maybe my parents, mom and dad, obviously, but I mean, I don't know, just when I get on the field, just a different guy, honestly, than I am off the field. But, yeah.
Have you always been like that, even as a little kid playing?
Since high school, I feel like I've always been, pretty physical, for my size, things like that. So just applying it at this level is huge. And at that safety position, that really kind of, speaks volumes across the league.
Why do you think you were undrafted
initially. And did you expect to be drafted? And do you have a chip on your shoulder because of that?
Yeah, I expected to be drafted. You know, there was projections. You know how it goes in this league. It's unfortunate. But, you know, obviously God has a plan for you. And my plan was to be undrafted. And, you know, St. Louis gave me the opportunity. And, you know, I don't know why, you know, some teams didn't take that chance. But I'm here today, you know, better man than I was 4 years ago. I've gotten better as a player. And that's all I can ask for.
Played more in center field, deep for the Rams. Was that, why was that?
I just in Greg Williams' scheme, you know, me being, you know, I guess more, maybe more rangy guy than T.J. McDonald and physical stature. T.J. fit that strong safety role well. And, you know, we just kind of worked off each other. And, you know, it was great in that scheme. So, I think that's why, you know, I ended up back there at free safety.
You see some of your big hits, you know, I think the one with Emmanuel Sanders, you know.
Yeah.
But how have you adjusted and adapted to the rules, but keeping your physicality in that style of play?
I really don't know. It's so hard nowadays, man. The game is so fast. You know, you try to just do the best you can to protect yourself and others. And, you know, that's what I try to do, just be legal. But, you know, make my presence be felt. And, you know, that was just one of those plays. You know, looked at the replay. I was like, it looked clean. You know, obviously they thought differently at that time, but the league had, you know, seen that it was clean. But, yeah, you know, you just try to just protect yourself and players, you know, even though the speed of this game is pretty fast.
Outside of the actual contract offer, what stood out about this situation?
Just the organization, man, and this franchise and what they've done in the past and what they're building here. You know, you just see it from their moves in free agency and the guys that they brought back. And it just speaks volumes to me. And playing along a guy like Malcolm Jenkins, I know helped my career out, you know, tremendously. And I know we can be a great tandem.
When you were in St. Louis, I mean, obviously – played with Sam Bradford, and he was hurt most of the time, you know, especially like his last year and a half and everything. What have you seen, I don't know if you got to see him at all last year, and did that have anything to do with, you know, your decision to come here, just seeing him come back the way he did?
Yeah, man, I always like my man Sammy B. You know, I talked to him today, seen him earlier. But when he was in St. Louis, he was a great quarterback for us, a leader, can make all the throws, man, and you just seen it. You know, unfortunately, he just got hurt a couple seasons, but had a great year last year for this organization, and I'm looking forward to him, you know, taking this team, you know, as far as we can get, with him being a leader and him behind center.
Was that legacy of players that played here before? Did you have any players in mind specifically, and any positions?
You know, Quinn Michaels speaks out to me. Obviously, I played with him in St. Louis my rookie year. You know, great guy. Played 8 years here. You know, obviously I've watched Brian Dawkins and guys like that, you know, just come throughout Philadelphia. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I want to be a part of. And, you know, hopefully I can get to, you know, somewhere where they are today, you know.
Since you've been here?
Yeah.
What do you tell you? What's to give you any advice about playing in this city?
Man, he just said you're gonna love it here, man. They're gonna love me. You know, the fans are loyal here, and they come out each and every Sunday for their team, and you know, that's all you can ask for. And just, you know, us players, we feed off things like that. So just knowing the whole city's behind you each and every Sunday is great for me as a player, and I can't wait.
Did the upheaval of the Rams moving to LA have any impact on that? Your thought process when you were thinking about leaving?
No, not at all. You know, LA is a great city. You know, I don't really think it had anything to do with it. You know, just, you know, talking to my family and just making a decision, you know, I just felt like Philadelphia was the best place for me.
Talked about range. What do you think you're better at in terms of getting to the ball? Is it more upstairs in your head, or is it what you have physically?
I think it's a little obviously a combination of both. You know, before you do anything, you know, you have to envision it. So I mean, I think it starts mentally, and then obviously God just, you know, giving me the, you know, the ability to make plays sideline to sideline. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to however Jim Schwartz wants to use me in his defense, whether it's down low or in the back, and just try to make an impact on his defense.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Run's right here.